Hello, hello, hello. A new podcast at Courageous Leadership with Virginia Prodan. A new way to connect with you and answer your questions and encourage you to live a life of significance and success. I am so grateful for all of you contacting us, giving us your questions or concern, or even for people that I'm coaching, I'm leading them to find a victorious purpose in life. It is so interesting that at the stage where some people don't know the purpose in life or their own purpose in life, or some of them, even after they found God-given purpose in their lives, one common question is, at least few of them, sometimes they are discouraged by the circumstances, by the obstacles, and they don't think or believe that their purpose is victorious. They might ask questions if they will have to change their purpose, or if they really know their real purpose in life. So the common thread for some of them is they don't think that the purpose will be victorious or is too cumbersome. It has too many obstacles and so forth. And those are good questions. Those are things that we can encounter, obstacles. We can find out that it's harder than we believe. Sometimes we try to follow our desires and not God's desires, or our path and not God's path, and that might be an obstacle in itself. Sometimes we think about the purpose in life before we realize that the first reason God is giving us a purpose in life is to transform ourselves first and then work on the purpose. The purpose in life, a victorious purpose in life, includes first have a victorious attitude, because we are more than conquerors in Christ. We are not at the mercy of circumstances. And by the way, for those of you that don't know me, you might be here for the first time. I'm Virginia Prodan. I'm the host of Courageous Leadership with Virginia Prodan. I'm an international human rights attorney. I am originally from Romania. I'm now living in Dallas, Texas, and I'm associated with Alliance Defender Freedom, defending Christian and human rights cases. I am a writer and a speaker. Tim Delhouse Publisher published my memoir, Saving My Assassin. You can find it at virginiaprodanbooks.com/product/book. I am honored to glorify the Lord who gave me a wonderful purpose in life, a purpose that I never thought about this, and He put it in my heart long before I became a Christian. So even if you are not Christian, I want to tell you that God has a purpose for your life. And the first step in God's purpose for my life was to accept Him as a Lord and Savior, and then to become a lawyer that will defend human and religious rights. I also know that when God gives you a purpose, He gives you a victorious purpose even when you do not know or you do not understand. Believe me that when I was under socialist and communist in Romania, when I was tortured and under house arrest, when I was beaten, when I was arrested and I didn't know when I would be released, or if I would leave or not, when the government threatened to kill me or to kill my kids, when the government will come and search my house and my office anytime they wanted them. I didn't see a victorious purpose in life. I realized that it was God's purpose, but I didn't see a victorious purpose in life. If you read my memoir, you will understand that God has different ways. He works first in us and then in our purpose for others around us. Only in heaven I will know how many people around me, lawyers, judges, prosecutors, people that arrested me, they were mean with me, they were beating me, hitting my hand on the table and pushing me into the wall so hard that I was not able to breathe, and so forth. People that follow me with guns, from home to office, to the office, to the courthouse, and so forth. People that push me in a traffic to create an accident and to kill me. I at that moment I had no idea, and I didn't know that it was a victorious. More than that, when I was under those circumstances, God did amazing things that I was not able to see them at that time. I learned them later on, and I'm sharing with you because I want you to know that God always works behind the scene, and He does amazing things if you see them or not, because we have to walk by faith and not by sight. So when I was in Romania, and it was I was defending Christian and human rights cases, lots of radio, television, international Christian publicized what I was doing in Romania, defending Christian and human rights cases. Many of my cases became part of the United Nations reports on human rights violations, and also part of United States Department of State's reports on human rights violations. And I had no idea. Congressman Frank Wolter and Christopher Smith later on will come to Romania as they found out about me from those organizations, and they will talk with me and learn about my cases and then talk with our dictator. For that reason, the dictator was exposed to the world. But I didn't know at that time. All I knew is that God asked me to defend Christian and human rights cases, and I was obedient to Him. And I had no idea that the dictator was so exposed that America wanted to take the most favored national status from him. And for that reason, the dictator wanted to kill me. So he created what he called the best plan to kill me. You will read more in my memoir, Saving My Assassin. And there is a reason why it's called Saving My Assassin, because he sent an assassin to my my office in a form of a new client to kill me. And when he came to my office late in evening, just in time for my assistant to introduce him to my office, and as she left the office, he pulled his jacket, he took his gun and pointed to my face and screamed to me that he was there to kill me. He was not my client. You can imagine that I was under 5 feet tall, 82 pounds, and he was 6'10" feet tall with a gun in my face, like a football player, ready and determined to kill me. And as he explained, that by killing me, he would be number one in dictator's rank. So I was petrified. But even with that, I heard the Lord saying, share the gospel with him. And I shared the gospel with him. And to make the story short, he accepted Christ and he left my office as a brother in Christ. That's how God works. And I want you to be encouraged not necessarily to look at your circumstances, but to understand and trust God. You will find in the book that later on, when I came to America, as President Ronald Reagan decided to give the dictator the most favored national status one more year, I didn't know English. I didn't have money. I didn't have anyone. I learned English. I went back to law school and I opened my law firm. And one day in my law firm, a new client showed up. And as I listened to him, he had a very good case. And he, as he finished his case, he look at me and say, Virginia, don't you recognize me? And I said, no. He showed me his Securitate ID, and I realized I was face to face again with my assassin. And I imagined that my face was red and I was shaking, reliving that moment. And he started really fast to explain that he is a pastor now. He served the Lord. And I shared with him that I am writing my book. And he asked me to let him write a chapter in my book. So today you will read the chapter in my book. So this is our God. Don't be impressed or depressed or discouraged by the circumstances. Trust God because he will do amazing things in your life. And you have a victorious purpose in life for you and for people around you. But your victorious purpose is the one that God created and is the one that God will develop in the way that he knows the best how to do it. And you have to trust him. You know, in my walk with the Lord, I had two examples in my life from the Bible that I want to share with you. And I hope that you follow those examples as I follow them and as I follow Christ. During the time that I was under horrifying circumstances. And those examples helped me to understand and navigate in following Christ because they were human like us. And I'm talking about Joseph and Daniel, Joseph and David. There is a difference between how Joseph and David follow Christ, knowing God's purpose for their lives. Joseph was young and he understood that God had a purpose for his life. There was no questions about this. But if you look at the way Joseph understood this purpose, victorious purpose in his life, at that time when he was young, he was almost pointing the victorious purpose in his life that God gave him and show it to him, not to God, but to himself. He shared with his friends at the time that it was to his brothers, at the time that it was not even appropriate what God showed it to him and show it to him. I believe that's my perspective, that he showed to them. Joseph explained God's purpose, victorious purpose in his life to his brother, to convince his brother how important Joseph is, not only for his father, but for God. It was the upside down point of view. I learned that even now, as I speak to people all over the world and share God's stories in my life to make sure that I point people to Christ, my story in my life, my victorious purpose in life that God gave me, it's God's story in my life. Christ is the hero in my life. I am not the hero. But Joseph learned, and you know what? He learned in the hardest circumstances possible. He learned in jail. Can you imagine to be accused of doing something that you have not done? To be accused that you stood up for Christ's values and you will be in jail for 9 years? If you read with patience and attention God's word, you will understand that in that prison, Joseph was molded by God. Do you know what the Bible says? That in the prison, the people in charge of prison elevated Joseph to the highest rank for his work ethics. I'm sure that Joseph never understood why God was doing that or what God allowed that to happen to him. But he understood that God has a purpose. He finally understood that the purpose was not to elevate him, but for God to be elevated to the whole world. And when Joseph finally understood that, God gave him the second rank in that kingdom to serve God and honor Christ. He also had the passion to forgive his brothers and take care of them. That's a wonderful and great example that I learn and I follow in Romania under persecution, and now in America, as we are mocked and as we are marginalized and persecution is coming to America. The other example is an example of David. David knew that God anointed him as king, but the time David did not know when God is gonna accomplish that. And for that reason, he accepted the place where God put him for a while. And during that time, the place that God placed him, David learned and developed a wonderful relationship with Christ. He understood how much he needed God. He understood how God protects him. He understood how God provides for him. And when the time came, he understood that he will be able to confront the giant in his life and in the Jewish people's life, because he had a different perspective of God that these people have around him. When he looked at Goliath, he looked at the other type of maybe smaller than this Goliath, he conquered in God's power. He did not look at the fearful like people around him. He didn't need to be dressed the way people or the culture or others asked him to be dressed. He understood that he had everything in his life and God will give him victory. He also understood when he looked at him, at the Goliath, he said, "You are coming against my God." He realized that he was just a tool in God's hands and that Goliath was fighting first with God and second with him because he was there. He knew that in God's power, he will conquer this Goliath. He knew that God provided, and you know what? Long before David came in front of Goliath, God had those stones there. God built the muscles and God built the precisions in David. So God will be able to use David in such a way that that huge Goliath will collapse and the entire world will know about the power of God in a tiny person like David. I took a lot of power, understanding, and I developed my trust in the Lord, knowing that He can provide me with everything that I need to destroy the Goliath in my life, to perform a victorious purpose in life that He gave me, not in my power, but in His power. I want you to understand that you too have a victorious purpose in life, purpose that cannot be accomplished by you in your own power, but that has to start. That victorious purpose has to start with you allowing God to perform an amazing transformation in you by trusting God and letting Him to develop the skill, talents, influence, and everything that He gave you, wherever you are, and not to question this, not to compare yourself with others, and understand that God works in mysterious way. You might have a vision of this victorious purpose in life, but God's purpose is huge. It's bigger. Your purpose is nothing with God's victorious purpose in life. Yes, He might take you to the valleys, to the heights, to suffering, as He took me to persecution, and as He takes us with horrible circumstances right now in America or around the world. But at the end, He will perform a victorious purpose in your life if you allowed Him. Because in Christ, we are more than conquerors. We cannot perform God's victorious purpose in our lives by our own power. Remember, Christ said, apart from me, you can do nothing. If you want to do nothing, continue to do this purpose in your power, and you will be depressed, you'll be discouraged, you'll give up, and the list can go on. But if you trust God and give Him this victorious purpose in your life, and let Him work in you and then in people around you, your life will never be the same. He, God, will write a victorious purpose and victorious story in your life like He did in my life. God used me not only to change me for His glory, to change my clients, to change, but also to change Romania from a communist socialist country into a democratic country. God is using me today as I speak, as I train people all over the world, not only to change me in every situation and every circumstances that it's different, then I have to trust God for that victorious purpose that He called me. And He is doing amazing things that He wants to do it in your life. He called all of us to trust Him, to let Him work and write His story in our life. I hope you will do that, and I hope to hear from you how God accomplished His victorious purpose in your life and in the life of others, and how He uses you to change America and the world. God bless you, and keep in touch.